I think that's true. I mean, I tend to veer away from a sort of simple technological determinism, but I had previously studied mobile phones. In that case, it was in Jamaica, and it was pretty clear that mobile phones in and of themselves led to an increase in illicit sexual relations. I mean, it was just so easy to arrange to see somebody, as it were, behind the back. And it was curious that you have this one technology that leads to one change in sexual behaviour. And in some ways, I think Facebook does precisely the opposite, because people are starting to realise that before they were relatively discreet. They were, let's say, in another town, but they were with, we would call their mistress in Trinidad, it's called the deputy or the outside woman. But so many people now can take photos from mobile phones, upload it onto Facebook, it gets tagged, and suddenly everyone's aware that, you know, how come you were with this person when you said you were somewhere else? And I think there's been a rather interesting opposition here between the impact of mobile phones on the one hand and Facebook on the other. And yes, I actually would go down the line and say that I think Facebook is actually going to lead to a decrease in adulterous relationships in Trinidad.